On the hottest day of the year, Larry Glassbrook has come home to his native Lancashire for the last time, and the townsfolk have turned out to say goodbye. Not in a friendly way. It might be just fancy on my part, but the crowd outside the church seems to have grown during the brief, chill funeral service, swelling the numbers that arrived early to claim a good spot, the way people do before a big parade. Everywhere I look, people stand among headstones, flank the perimeter wall, and line the footpaths like some ghastly guard of honour. As we follow the coffin out into sunshine bright enough to cauterize wounds, they watch us, without moving or speaking. The press are here in force, in spite of the date being kept secret for as long as possible. Uniformed police hold them back, keeping the paths and the porch clear. But the photographers have brought stepladders and huge telescopic lenses. The rounded, fluffy microphones of the news presenters look powerful enough to pick up the scampering of church mice. I keep my eyes down, push my sunglasses a little higher on my nose, although I know I look very different now. 30 years is a long time. A few yards ahead of me, beads of moisture swell and burst on the necks of the pallbearers. These men leave a trail behind them, a smell of aftershave and beer-infused sweat, of suits that aren't dry-cleaned quite often enough. Standards have slipped since Larry's day. The men who worked for Glassbrook and Greenwood funeral directors wore suits as black as newly mined coal. Their shoes and hair gleamed, and they shaved so close as to leave raw, rash-scarred skin behind. Larry's men carried the caskets reverently, like the works of art they were. Larry would never have permitted the cheap laminate coffin I can see in front of me. Knowing that his own funeral fell short of the standards he'd insisted upon could have been a bitter disappointment to Larry. On the other hand, he might have laughed loudly and cruelly, the way he did sometimes, when you least expected it, when it was most unnerving. And then he might have run his fingers through his black hair, winked suggestively, and resumed dancing to the Elvis Presley tracks that seemed constantly to be playing in his workshop. After all this time, even thinking about Elvis Presley's music sets my heart racing. The cheap coffin and its bearers turn like a giant crawling insect and leave the path. As we head south towards the Glassbrook family plot, the heat on our faces is as intense and searching as limelight in a down-at-heel musical hall. In Lancashire, this high on the moors, hot days are scarce. But the sun today seems determined to give Larry a foretaste of the temperatures waiting for him in his next place of confinement. I wonder what words his headstone might carry. Loving husband, devoted father, merciless killer. As his last minutes above ground tick away, the crowd seems to press forward and hang back simultaneously, like a confused tide that can't quite remember whether it is ebbing or flowing. Then, out of the corner of my eye, half hidden behind the rim of my sunglasses, I spot the teenagers. A boy and two girls, small, skinny, dressed in garishly coloured polyester. The eyes of the adults flick around the churchyard, resentfully at the mourners, nervously at the police, curiously at the media. The teenagers watch only the chief mourner, the woman who walks immediately behind the vicar, directly in front of me. She's beautiful in a way that no one would have predicted when she was 15. Her hair has become honey blonde, and her body has filled out. No longer does she resemble a carnival puppet, its head too big for its spindly, stick body. Eyes that used to stare like those of a startled bush baby from a TV wildlife program are now the right size for her face. The black dress she wears has the crisp texture and clarity of colour of a brand new purchase. A muttered whisper suggests the watchers are following. The woman in the new black dress turns her head. I can't help but copy her and see that the three teenagers are coming too.